Maybe you heard a couple of the reports this morning, but I just think it's fascinating that today in Washington, a House subcommittee is going to be holding a hearing on UFOs.
Yes.
Well, of course, but they're no longer UFOs, right? Is it what I see here in the story? Is it now the unidentified aerial phenomena?
Oh.
Remember they changed that. You know, we know it as UFOs.
Always.
But now, yeah, so I'll still say UFOs. But Andre Carson, who's a Democrat from Indiana, has tweeted out, Congress hasn't held a public hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena in over 50 years. That will change as I lead a hearing on this topic and the national security risk it poses. Americans need to know more about these unexplained occurrences.
There you go. Hey, so. I watched The Twilight Zone. Anything's possible.
Well,
you never know.
I think their name change has to go with sometimes some of what's in the sky is actually swamp gases and things like that that reflect up. So that may be why they wanted to use that phenomena thing as opposed to objects.
Ah, the aerial phenomena instead.
All right.
Representative Adam Schiff, it's going to be in front of the House Intelligence Committee, says, one of the great mysteries of our time is the exploration. And we want to break the cycle of excessive secrecy and speculation with truth and transparency. Two current Pentagon officials, by the way, are going to be testifying at the hearing.
Oh, all right.
What are they going to say?
I'm sure there will be full coverage on Coast to Coast later on
tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, you know, as much as George Norrie has done a great job hosting since Art Bell left the show, and of course Art Bell passed away several years ago, and he does investigate some of the unknown. But Art Bell, this would be Art Bell. I mean, Art Bell was.
Yes.
He was Area 51.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He was classic with the shows that he used to do on this. I forgot about this. Maybe you remember. You tell me. It says here, last year, the Pentagon released a report about its UFO program that detailed 143 sightings of objects that could not be explained between the years of 2004 and 2021. The report was considered to be pretty underwhelming because much of the information had been previously been disclosed, but a lot of the report simply said, simply sought additional funding for the Pentagon to investigate more. But I don't
I saw some coverage of that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I remember a little bit.
Okay, That escaped me. And earlier this year, a classified version of that report was obtained by the government transparency organization, the Black Vault.
Doesn't that sound
Twilight Zone.
It does,
yeah.
So at some point today, is there a time? Not just says today, so obviously some point today it's going to happen. It even says that under the President Obama presidency, his library contains thousands of pages of UFO documents from his presidency.
Oh, all right.
Man,
yeah.
I'm getting schooled here. Apparently, I have not paying attention.
And the question is, how many of these may be advanced military craft from another country that we don't know about?
Well, I wonder if that's where the
Countries that we know about, but the planes that we don't know about or whatever.
I wonder if that's where they talk about, you know, the concern about national security.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm thinking up to this point, I don't know if we ever, you know. Orson Welles had the best threat of gun security, and that was that was a ruse so many years ago.
Well, right. We accomplished something. I understand we successfully launched hypersonic craft to the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw just one headline on that earlier today.
Huh.
Now, would that be interesting if, as part of this investigation, that we were actually investigating some objects that we ourselves as a country.
That's entirely possible. I mean, because there's top secret, et cetera. Yeah.
Kind of like, okay, isn't it kind of like, oh, help me out here, Pat, the original Star Trek movie.
Star Trek.
Yes. The original movie, though. Remember when they eventually, it was, wasn't it the Voyager or...
Are we talking Shatner here? Is this what you're going
original,
back to?
The original movie.
The first Star Trek movie.
Yeah, they had that problem. And,
oh, that's right. Okay.
Vigor turned out to be Voyager.
That's right.
Yes,
okay.
It's something that we
all
had
right.
launched.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You
I'm sorry.
Went back
let's go
to the
back.
Memory
was
vault
it 79 when that came
something
out?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But that just suddenly clicked in my mind.
To me, it's almost like that would be an episode of MASH where, you know, we'd be investigating ourselves, you know, that military.
Right.
What is a trapper? What John says, somebody tells him somebody's here, military intelligence, and he says that's a contradiction in terms.
Well, and it is going to be in front of the House Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
Stay tuned, folks. That's all I can say. And whether or not there'll be anything interesting coming out, a lot of this, I'm sure, we'll have to be our own judges of it. But
we don't have a local congressman on that committee, do we?
I don't. I'm
House Intelligence.
Oh. We'll let that sit there. 50 years, though, it's been since any hearing's been held, and today in Washington.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Pretty big.